Okay, so we continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We are in the middle of Sha'ar Gimel, in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph. In your Sefarim, on page Kuf Nun Gimel, Hagaha. V'yesh lefaresh al pi ze ma'amaram zal, al ze hakatuv. In the last time, we were dealing with the Pasuk, v'chol ha'am ro'im et hakolot. By Matan Torah, it says that Am Yisrael saw the voices, they saw the sounds. We're on page Kuf Nun Gimel. So he says, what do Chazal say in the Mechilta on this Pasuk? Shehayu shom'im et hanir'a ve'ro'im et hanishma. It's a nes that they were able to... Ze dvarim shekashe le'avin, it's hard to understand. Shehayu shom'im et hanir'a. That they heard that which was seen, ve'ro'im et hanishma, and they saw which the sounds that people only hear. As ma hakavana. So how do we understand? Rotze lomar shekol kach nitbatlu mehem az kol kochot hagashmiut. At the time of Matan Torah, I mean, they saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu practically. So it's not far fetched to understand that at that moment. Kol kochot hagashmiut nitbatlu mehem. All their kimat ayu kmo neshama. All their physical elements, their physical characteristics were nullified. Venizdakech hasagatam meod, and their ability to understand became very, very purified. Achekol metziut inyane hamuchashim hagashmiyim, to the point where all the things that normally people see in a physical way, shehayu techila ro'im ota re'iya chushiyit, which normally they would see it in a physical sight, atan itbatlu etzlam mer'otam bechush re'otam vehitbonen bahem klal. They didn't see the physical anymore. They saw the spiritual of the physical. עד שדרך משל אם היה רוצה מלהבינם ענייני המוחשים הגשמיים, to the point, right at that moment, if someone would want to describe to them something that is physical, היה צריך לספר להם להשמיעם לשם האוזן שישנם במציאות. You would have to actually describe it to them because they were not in a state to be able to see something that is physical. והעניינים הרוחניים and the spiritual matters שתחילה היה צריך להבינם עניינים לשם האוזן, that at first they would only they would need a description, because more than that they wouldn't be able to see. עתה ראום בחוש ראותם ונפלאות השגתם. They were able to see it. And so we continue in the words, ולכן פתח יתברך שמו ראשית עשרת הדברים אנוכי השם אלוקיך. Therefore, the first words that Hashem said to Am Yisrael by the Ten Commandments, by the Aseret HaDivrot, is, I am Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokim. Ki ze kol ikar yesod ha'emuna, shetzarich kol ish Yisrael likboa belibo. Because this is the most fundamental principle upon which all our emuna stands, that each Jew has to put into his heart, sherak hu yitbarach shemo hu ha'baal koach ha'amiti. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one with any real koach. V'nishmat v'chiyut v'shoresh ha'ikar shelo. Hashem is the neshama. He is the soul and the life and the root of all. V'shel kol ha'buruim v'akochot v'ha'olamot kulam. And of all creatures. Even though to our physical understanding there are levels, as we explained in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, there are levels, meaning that one receives koach from the one above it, and that one receives koach from the one above it. But the truth is that all of them, atzad ha'shaveh shebahem, the common denominator in all the kochot, in all the olamot, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'ata mechaye et kulam. You are the one that gives chiyut. Zehu inyan u'pirush shel shem Elokim ba'al ha'kochot kulam. That's what it means. When we say Elokim, we have in mind, you are the owner, you are the Baal, the master of all kochot, of all energies, of all forces, of all powers in the world. Ken, Yoter Kashur, Elokim is a name that has more to do with how we see. So when we look at the world, we see many kochot. So we use the name Elohim to remind us, Ata ba'al ha-kochot kulam. You are the master of all these kochot that we see. But when we upgrade to the name Havaya, when we go higher to the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that already teaches us that there are no forces. There are no energies. It's all Him anyway. It's not that He is the master over all the kochot that there are. There are no kochot without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Havaya of that which you are able to perceive. Elokim. It's all Havaya. It's all Yud Kei Vav Kei. It all comes from Him. אבל אם כל זה לפי פירושו ועניינו של זה השם, so that's what he's saying now, משמע, by the connotation of Elohim, it sounds, שיש במציאות גמור גם עולמות וכוחות מחודשים מרצונו הפשוט התברך, שצמצם כבודו והניח מקום כביכול למציאות כוחות ועולמות. אלא שהוא יתברך, הוא נשמתם ומקור שורש כוח חיותם שמקבלים מאיתו יתברך, שמתפשט ומסתתר בתוכם כביכול כעניין התפשטות הנשמה בגוף האדם. The name Elohim gives us the feeling that there is a מציאות of all עולמות, of all kinds of כוחות, that הקדוש ברוך הוא was מחדש, that he created, and he is giving them their life, their koach achiyut, just like the neshama that is inside the body of the person. So although we know that the neshama gives the koach to the body, but we look at them as two separate entities. There is the guf and there is neshama. She'af she'i mitpashetet b'chol chelek v'nekuda pratit shebo, even though the neshama permeates each and every part of the guf of the body, im kol ze lo nuchal lomar she'aguf mitbatel negda ki'ilu eno b'mtziut klal, but we don't say that the body is non-existent. In our perception, the body exists. Yes, the neshama permeates it, a neshama memalet et kol haguf, but yesh guf, but there is a mitziut of a body. וכן בכל כוח ועולם עליון שמתפשט בכל עצמות הכוח והעולם שתחתיו, עם כל זה גם הכוח והעולם התחתון ישנו במציאות. So even though there are, as we explained many times already, that there are different grades, levels of olamot, and one receives from the one above it that is more spiritual, but in our understanding, each world is a yeshut, is an existence in itself. This is in accordance with our perspective, what we are able to understand. But when we come to understand the name of Hashem, Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, more al habechina ve'ainyan kefi asher hu mitzido yitbarach, that points to the aspect of from Hashem's perspective, from the truth of the matter, shenitba'er lemala, that we explained before, velachen nikra shema etzem shema miyuchad baruch hu. That's why the name Havaya has a nickname. It's called Shem HaMeyuchad. In Hebrew, if you translate that, the special name, Meyuchad in Hebrew means special. But the truth is, Meyuchad means unique. Milashon uno, one. Yeah? Meyuchad, like echad. Shem HaMiyuchad means the name that reminds us that Hashem Echad. And what does Hashem Echad mean? There is only Hashem. Not Hashem is one. Hashem is the only one. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't talk. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't walk. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't breathe. I remember hearing from Rav Dan Segel, one of the great Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael, Big Tzaddik. He's a Talmid of Rav Chatzki Levinstein, Alav Shalom, the great Tzaddik, the Mashgiach of Mir Yeshiva in the mid-1900s, and late, a little bit later, he passed away in the 1960s. Rav Chatzki Levinstein, the one who wrote Or Yecheskel. And he, so Rav Dan Segel remembers that the last Purim of Rav Chatzki's life, on the last Purim, he got up in front of all the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, and he gave a big bang on the table. He gave a big bang, a big clap on the table. And he told all the Bachurim, all the Talmidim, you think it's me? You think I just gave this bang on the table? No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this bang on the table. That was his drasha on the last Purim of his life. That was his drasha. And he finished, that's all. Imagine that. Which means that First, there is the realization that Hashem is the master of all forces. That's Elohim. And then there is the realization of the truth that there are no forces. It's only Hashem. That's Havaya. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's Shema Miyuchad. וזהו שאמר כתוב כי השם הוא האלוקים. רוצה לומר, אם כי מצד השגתנו הוא נקרא בשם אלוקים, ומצידו יתברך נקרא בבחינת שם הוויה ברוך הוא, באמת הכל אחד. Even though we seem to see that there are two perspectives, there is the way that we see, right? מצד השגתנו is called אלוקים, and מצידו יתברך from Hashem's perspective is called הוויה, באמת הכל אחד, it's all one. And that's the true meaning of Hashem הוא האלוקים. As we spoke about already before in Perek Zayin, Inyan HaTzimtzum VeHakav, the Kol Achada. Vezehu gam ken bichlal Inyan Yichud, Pasuk Rishon Dikriyat Shema, Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now we understand also the two first and foremost psukim when we begin the reading of Shema every day, Shema Yisrael, and then we whisper, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vayed. So he says, this is what is the meaning of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, rotze lomar, meaning, lechaven shehu itbarach hu Elokeinu ba'al hakochot. Hashem Elokeinu, that Hashem who is Elokeinu, who is the master of all the forces and powers. Umekor shoresh nishmatenu vechiyutenu. And He is the source of the root of our neshama and our life. Veshel kol habruim ve'olamot, and of all the creatures and the worlds. Even though He created creations, He made it appear that there are entities on their own. Im kol ze, with all that being said, hu bivchinat havaya ve'echad mitzido itbarach. Nothing changed. Nothing changed from before creation to after creation. Like we say every morning, and I know we mentioned this many times already in this study here, we say every morning, Ata hu echad kodem shenivra olam, ve'ata hu echad le'achar shenivra olam. You are one before you created the world, you are one after you created the world. What's the meaning behind that? It's not just to declare that He is one, it's to say that Ani Hashem lo shaniti, there has no change happened. The same way Hashem was the only existence before He created anything, that did not change. That's the same right now. It's just that He gave us the appearance for reasons that only He knows. He created a world that gives us the appearance, and when Hashem gives the appearance, it's actually, you know, solid. It's not just some kind of imagination like we imagine. Hashem's imagination is concrete in our realm. And so He gave us the appearance that there are entities. So, yesh metziuyot, ken, yeshuyot, ze entities, ken. There are things that appear as though they have their own existence. There is no existence besides Him. ואף שברא ממציא מציאות כוחות ועולמות ובריאות עם כל זה בבחינת הוויה ואיכה מצדו ידבר שאין הברואים כולם חוצצים חס ושלום כלל נגד אחדותו הפשוט התברך הממלא כל ונקרא גם עתה הוויה אחד. שמה ישראל? ישראל has to take this in, has to listen and to accept and to internalize. Hashem Elokeinu, that Hashem that we always see as Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He is the same as always. He is one and only one. And now let's look into the Haggaha. Ubaze yuvan ma'amaram zal beinyan ha-shevach baruch shem kevot malchuto leolam va'ed beyuchud kriyat shema sheitkinu sheyomru hu bachashai. After we make this declaration, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, all of a sudden we say in a whisper, Baruch, you have to always be careful not to say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. No, that's wrong because it doesn't have meaning like that. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Blessed is the name of His glorious kingdom forever and ever. If you say Baruch Shem, blessed is the name of Kevod Malchuto, the glorious kingdom. I mean, if you put it together, it's meaning, but you have to make the comma after the word Baruch. It's important. Sometimes we forget that, especially by Slichot, you know, when we say Baruch Shem, remember Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem, and we say Baruch Shem. So the tune sometimes gives us the tendency to put the word Baruch with Shem together. You have to pause. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto le'olam va'ed. So now, why is it that we say that statement in a whisper? Why? And this is dealt with in an open Gemara in Masechet Psachim at the end of the third perek, and he quotes the Gemara here. Mashal lebat melech shehericha tzike kedera. Hitchilu avadeh. He brings it in short. I'll tell you the whole. Hitchilu avadeh le'avila b'chashai. V'lechora yipale. Ken meshalam halo shevach gadol hu. He says that. The Gemara asks a question there. Why is it that we say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto in a whisper? So the Gemara gives a few answers, and one of them is Mashal Ema Davar Domeh. The Gemara compares it to a princess, a Bat Melech, that, you know, she's royal, she's noble, but one time she smelled Tzike Kedera. Tzike Kedera means the leftover doughy parts that stuck to the walls of the pot. And, you know, that could be tasty, you know, right? Could be crunchy, could be... some people like to, you know, to scrape it off of the pots and to eat it. But that's not something so befitting a princess. A princess, that's degrading. What are you eating? You're scraping off the tzike kedera. It might taste good, but it's not becoming of a princess. So one time, a princess said, wow, it's such a good smell. Can I have some? And right away, everybody is, oh, what do you mean? This, that... But on the other hand, she has servants who want to please her. So quietly, without making any to-do about it, they went, they got her a few pieces, and they gave it to her quietly so that they don't degrade the kavod of her kingdom, of her royalty. So it's that's what the Gemara says. In explanation of what? Of why we say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto in a whisper. It sounds from the Gemara that there's something wrong with the words Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto, that, you know, let's whisper it. It's not so becoming. So he's saying, we need to understand this. Isn't this a big shevach? It's a big praise. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto, blessed is the kavod of his kingdom, le'olam va'ed. What's wrong with that? Why do we have to say, why is it compared to the tzike kedera that the princess desired? Right, it's like Hashem desires that we should say Baruch Shem, but it's not becoming. So you know what? Say it in a whisper. What's not becoming? What's wrong with Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto? So he says, Al pi pashut yesh lomar. He says, according to what we're learning, we can understand. De'lefi ha'emet eno shevach klal. Because in truth, it's not a praise. Because let's check the words again. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom. What kingdom? The kingdom in this world, right? His kingdom. Okay, not only in this world, in all the worlds. Beseder. But worlds. Kingdom reminds us that there are all this world and all the olamot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech. That's a shevach. There are no kingdoms. There are no worlds. There's only him. And you're giving him a shevach. Oh, the king, thank you very much. You're a glorious king. That's a shevach for Hashem compared to the metziut, compared to the real reality. It's a joke. It's a joke because nothing really exists. So it's like we're praising Hashem with something that doesn't exist. But Hashem wants us to do it. But Hashem looks at us. He created us human. And for a human being, we look at things in human eyes. Human eyes, we see Hashem's kingdom, yes. So we have to praise Him. And Hashem desires us to serve Him in our human way. But we say it in a whisper. Compared to what we just said in the sentence before, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the words Baruch Shem Kevod pale in insignificance to it. Therefore, Bachashai, say it in a whisper. Ze me'od amok ma she omer kan. Very deep. אז הוא ברא עולמות, אבל העולמות שאנחנו מבינים זה רק מצד השגתנו. It's only from our perspective. אבל לעמיתו של דבר אין לו עולמות ולא כלום. מה אנחנו אומרים עלינו לשבח? אמת מלכנו ואפס זולתו. מה זה? What's ואפס זולתו? Besides him? אפס. אין שום דבר. לא אני, לא אתה, לא שום דבר. מחילה, רבי אברהם, אני לא... The point. בדיוק. That's the, even though we know this mitziyut, but we have to remember this in the back of our head, and of course in the front of our head as well. But we shouldn't chas v'shalom say, so if that's the truth, so if I'm nothing, so I shouldn't do anything. So I'm nothing, right? No, that's not why He created us. He created us for a purpose. He created us for serving Him. So it's a dual feeling that a Jew has to have. On one hand, to know Hashem Echad. On the other hand, to know Kevod Malchuto. There is Kevod Malchuto. These two have to go together. Yes, it has to be primary in our mind that Hashem is one. But with all the humbleness and humility in the world, Baruch Shem Kevod Mal Hashem, Zachu Ki Afar Anachnu. We are afar. We are dust. You created us in a way that we are human. So we are sacrificing our humanity to you. We are giving us ourselves. We are giving ourselves to you. And that's the way you want it. And that's the way. So Hashem is compared to the Bat Melech in that mashal. כמו האם יחשב לשבח למלך בשר ודם לומר שהוא מולך על ריבי רבבות נמלים ויתושים? רבי חיים וולוז'ין is saying, would it be a praise to come to the king, or let's say a regular human king? Imagine you come to the king and you say, oh majesty, you are so royal, your rulership reaches all the ants and all the mosquitoes. What are you doing? What kind of a praise is that? All the ants and all the mosquitoes, they surrender to you. Imagine such a praise. What kind of a praise is this? He says, Kol sheken vekal vachomer en erech klal. How much more so, there's nothing to compare between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So imagine we're praising Hashem. You are king over all the humans. That's even more laughable than what we just said before. Because Shehu Yidbarach, Asher En Aroch Likdushato, there's no end to the holiness of Hashem. Ve'otzem Achduto HaPashut, V'chol HaOlamot Kelach HaShivim Kameh. All the worlds are considered like nothing compared to Him. V'adai Be'emet Eno Shevach Klal Sheneshabcheu Yidbarach, Shehu Baruch Humfu'ar B'chvod Malchuto Al Olamot Nivraim. What kind of a Shevach is it that He rules over created worlds? Shekulam shefelim velo chashivim kame klal, that are nothing compared to Him. Rak, but hu yitbarach bimkom gedulato timtza anvetanuto. See, that's a big statement. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol makom sheata motze gedulato ata motze anvetanuto. Famous statement. Any place we find the greatness of Hashem, we find next to it the humility of Hashem, how Hashem is humble. And Rabbi Yochanan brings us psukim from the Torah, from the Nevi'im, from the Ketuvim to show us. Many times you'll see, try to open your eyes to always try to notice, whenever the psukim talk about wondrous things of Hashem, there's always something there that also talks about how Hashem is me'oded anavim. He encourages the poor or the humble. Something like lower, to show that yes, Hashem is great, but yet at the same time, He's interested in us. He is interested in what we do. I always told you this. I know I repeat this many times. I'll never forget the time we're standing in line in some dinner to do Netilat Yadayim before we wash. And there was someone who was standing in line, and he wasn't so religious. So he was making fun. So I remember him saying, this was like 30 years ago. It stuck in my head. He said, you mean to tell me God cares if I wash, you know, the water till here or till here? You mean to tell me He cares? Now, I don't remember how I responded at the time, but through life, you know, when you think about it again and again, I say to myself, I should have told him, you know, you seem like you're praising God, right? But the truth is you're putting Him down because you're limiting Him. You're saying that there is a realm where He doesn't reach. We say Hashem is everywhere, in everything, in every detail. So of course He cares. He's involved in every little aspect of life, because He is there. Because Hashem, you can't limit Him. You can't put Him in some corner and say, well, He sits on His throne somewhere. Right now, He doesn't care what I'm doing. Chas v'shalom. That's limiting His malchut, His kingdom. So with all the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so exalted to the point that we cannot even fathom, yet with His anava, with His great humility, Gazra retzono lekablo meitanu leshevach. Hashem decreed that He wants to accept this from us as a praise. Yes, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto leolam vaed. Lezotim shilu letzike kedera. So that's the comparison to the doughy parts that are scraped off of the pot. Veitkinu shal kol panim lo nomru lebechashai. So that's why we say it in a whisper. But we say it. Because Hashem wants us. He desires it. You see, if you go with the mashal all the way, she smelled it and she desired. He desires it more than anything else, to hear from the lowest of the low. I mean, isn't this a big yesod that we find in the Sifre Chassidut, b'myuchad in the Sifre Rabbi Nachman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything, his praise to come from the lowest of the low. That's the biggest chidush for him. See, what's, if you think about it, what's a chidush that a big rabbi who is going to say a shevach to Hashem, a tzaddik, of course, okay, it's beautiful, Hashem loves it to no end. But someone who everybody thinks nothing's coming out of him, that's for sure, he's not saying anything. And all of a sudden, from him comes a sanctification of the name of Hashem. Whoa! Who knows what worlds that shook and split through in Shamayim. Hashem desires it. Hashem wants it. Baruch Hashem. Lo samim lev. Ken? Or Shabbat Shalom, omrim. Shabbat Shalom. Exactly. You know, over Shabbat, I heard my son was saying over at the table about Omer Adam, one of the Israeli singers in Israel. I'm sure you heard this, but I'll just say it over because, and Rabbi Meir Mazuz praised him one time on Motzai Shabbat, gave him a big shevach. Well, he's not a religious Jew, really. He's not so religious. But Ken, okay. All right. So he did just recently he made a very big Kiddush Hashem. He was supposed to have a big concert with many, many Shabbat, people coming, and it was scheduled to be on Shabbat. Okay. And he said, well, Shabbat, I don't perform on Shabbat. They offered him $1 million. Said, no, I think it came up to like millions of dollars. I don't know the exact numbers. And he said, no, I don't perform on Shabbat. And we're talking about, he doesn't even wear a kippah, you know, during the week and all that. So could you imagine? Yeah, so there was a big Kiddush Hashem. There was how many people who are fans, you know, of the singer and everything. Wow, maybe it brought to their attention. Right. Maybe I should think about that too. You know, so imagine I mean to say that, you know, if we would see him, we'd say, he's not religious, right? We would put him down right away or something like that. Chas v'shalom. A tremendous Kiddush Hashem came from him. Who knows what powerful light shot up from that. Not who knows, we know. Can. If a rabbi with a long beard says, I'm not doing it on Shabbat, of course he's a rabbi with a long beard. He's not going to do anything. But him, wow, kol hakavod. So that's a big thing. It's a big thing.
מתישים
קורי, כן.
מתישים ברגע
שאתם עוזבים אותי, אין לי כוח. כל הספר הזה מבוסס על המאמר הזה. That what we do gives כוח, תנו עוז לאלוקים. כן? זה נותן כוח לשם, והשם says, without you, I can't, you give me power. Everything is built on that. אז מצד התחברותו לעולמות, from the way that Hashem created the world, it's as if he needs us. In truth of the matter, הוא לא צריך אותנו. אתה מבין? מה זה? הקדוש ברוך הוא ברא את העולם באופן, Hashem created the world in a way that we should understand that yes, he needs us. He needs. What does that mean? He needs us. In order for all the worlds to be sustained, there has to be a connection between him and us. This hitchabrut. In order for that hitchabrut to take place, we have to do what we have to do. We have to do the Torah and the mitzvot. If not, there's no reason for the world to be. So in order for elakut, for godliness, to sustain the physical world, we have to increase godliness in our lives and in the lives of the world and on and on. I remember my father a long time ago saying that it was a big Kiddush Hashem, Menachem Begin, when he was the prime minister. So when he can. And one time, Tagidim Zenachon, one time he gave a speech and he wanted to say the pasuk, I think Shema Yisrael. He took out the kippah from his pocket and he put the kippah on. So I remember my father saying that, you know, although to us, okay, big deal, you know, you should wear the kippah all the time. But who knows how many Jews decided to wear a kippah because of that moment that they saw their prime minister putting it on. That's a big Kiddush Hashem. So Hashem, the point of all this that we just said now is that Hashem desires more than anything Kiddush Shemo Yitbarach from the sources where we wouldn't think, where we wouldn't be machshiv. Adrabah.
יש מחילה, יש לי פה, אז אנחנו
אוקיי.
ונחם בגין שומע שהחסידים מדברים ביניהם, והקדישא, אומר, מחילה רבותיי. אשתי שמענו את ה...
אמרנו
שבת.
טוב לדעת את זה.
אכלנו כשר, ואין לכם מה לחשוש. הבן שלו אמר את זה.
תודה רבה. שאמרת לי, אני לא ידעתי את זה.
הבן שלו אמר את זה.
אמרו אותו
פעם, הוא בא,
לספור לך
שהוא בא לביקור
באמריקה. זכרות ברוך. שבת הוא לא זז. ושבאי בלוף עושה, הוא אומר, צריך ללכת. סטיידר. הלך רק לחוץ לבית הכנסת. מחילה, כל הזמן מזכירים אותו. כתוב גם, אמרנו בגמרא, שאדם ששומע מצוות השם, תמיד מזכירים אותו.
כשאר
השם שלו, אתם מזכירים אותם.
כן, there you go.
הוא בא לאמריקה, בגישה עם הנשיא, לא יודע איזה מי זה נשיא בקומו, בזמנו.
קארדר או רייגן, רייגן.
והוא איחר משהו, הוא לא בא, לא בא. באים, דופקים, איך שהוא הגיעו למלון, רואים אותו, מה הוא עושה? יושב על הרצפה. מה היה? תשעה באב.
תשעה באב.
אומרים, אבל יש לך פגישה, תשעה באב.
מנחם בגין?
כן.
תשעה באב, sitting on the floor.
כן, נשיא, אמריקה פחק.
אוקיי. The president of United States at the time was supposed to meet with Begin. Where is he? Sitting on the floor. It was Tisha B'Av. All right. Look at that. Okay. No, he was Zoche. We mentioned him Motzai Shabbat. Let's just finish the last paragraph here of the Perek. ולפי דברנו הנ"ל, יש לבאר פנימיות כוונתם, היינו, שאחר, we already explained this, but we'll just say the words, שאחר שיחדנוהו בפסוק שמה, שהוא רק אחד, after declaring the oneness, the true oneness of Hashem in the פסוק of שמה, אחדות פשוט, ואין עוד מלבדו כלל, that there's nothing beside him, וכל העולמות הם כאילו אינם במציאות כלל, איך נשבחהו אחר זה שהוא מבורך בכבוד מלכותו על עולמות? So how do we come to now praise him that his kingdom rules over all the worlds? שגם, as if שגם העולמות ישנם במציאות והוא יתברך המולך עליהם. As if they also, the worlds have an existence and he's just king over them. אינו נחשב לשבח נגד עוצם ייחוד פסוק שמה. Compared to the tremendous declaration of oneness of Hashem in פסוק of שמה, ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו is not so big. אלא שגזרה רצונו יתברך, שאף על פי כן, נשבחהו בזה השבח. Hashem wants us to give this שבח, מחמת שכן הוא העניין מצד השגתנו והנהגתנו. Because that's how it is from how we see. And Hashem is interested, this is what's called ענווה of Hashem. This is the humbleness of Hashem. The humbleness is that He wants us to live our lives, in piety of course, in tzidkut, from the way that we are able to understand. It's like he says, my children, I know, you're not able to fathom what I really am. But what I did reveal to you, I want you, I'll accept the praise of that. Even though it is nothing compared to the truth, but coming out of your mouth, I cherish it. This is tremendous. מחמת שכן הוא העניין מצד השגתנו והנהגתנו. על פי יסודות וחוקי תורתנו הקדושה, שנבנו כולם על פי זה הבחינה. In fact, the whole Torah and all the mitzvot is built on this aspect of our perspective, of perception of Him. כמו שכתבתי לזאת, נאמרהו בחשאי. Therefore, we say it in a whisper. Right? So, with this, we can understand very well what the Zohar HaKadosh, which he quoted either in the last perek or the perek before, that Shema Yisrael is Yehuda Ila'a. Baruch Shem, the Zohar says, is Yehuda Tata'a. Shema Yisrael is the supreme Yichud of Hashem. That's the big Shevach. Baruch Shem is Yichud Tata'a. That's the lower tier, the lower level of Yichud Shemo. Based on what we learned, we understand why, and that's why we say it in a whisper. He ends off by asking, V'lichora yikshem yimayda amar le Rab Yirmiya ברש פרק היקורא דאהבה מעריך טובה בתיבת אחד ואמר לי כיוון דאמליכתה למעלה ולמטה ולארבע רוחות השמיים תו לא צריכת ולפי דברינו קשה קצת לישנה דאמליכתה על תיבת אחד אמנם גם הלו תברה כידוע ליהודים בדברי אריזה שכל תחילת ראשית מחשבתו התברך בעניין הבריאה הייתה בסוד מלכותו דאין סוף. He explains here something that is based on Kabbalah, but the basic idea we got here of the difference between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto. In Perek Yudbet Be'ezrat Hashem, which we will begin next time, he goes even deeper into is there, you know, what did Hashem create the power of witchcraft? Is that real? Is there such a thing? And how are we supposed to look at that versus the Kochot HaKedusha? And he's also going to give us one of the famous words from Reb Chaim Volojin that people actually made as a magnet to be put on a refrigerator. It comes from the next perek that we're going to learn. What to have in mind, what to think, something that's very powerful, what to think when we are faced with something difficult, when we are faced with a hard time. There is something to think about that he says is Badukum Nusei, a person will be saved. So that's coming up in the next perek. Yeah, in perek Yud Bet. I tell you, that's a belpe man. It's okay. So Rabbi Hanania, he didn't come tonight, right? Ben Akashia, he stayed home. Okay, it's all right.